Able to get her on the phone. Hi, Riley.
Hi, morning.
Hi. So, hey, by the way, thank you so much for allowing us to give you a call about this. You've got kind of a hot take here.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, basically, my issue is, my friend thinks I'm taking this too far, but I stand, like, so firmly by this. Like, any adult male over 21 who still has a Y at the end of his name is like, it's time to grow up, dude.
explain.
Okay, like, you're not Ricky, you're Rick. You're not Scotty, you're Scott. Bobby, Bob, you know, like, you know, I just can't. I cannot date a man that's acting like a child. I just, like, we're not going to have a future. It's like,
Kelly, you're not Kelly, you're Kel.
Only applies to males, right?
Yeah. Girls, I feel like it's like, I don't know. For whatever reason, when I hear someone says their name is Ricky, particularly, like, Ricky reminds me of, like, a little, like, punk kid. Like, Rick, Richard, like, your name is a proper name.
What about Ricky Bobby? Ricky Bobby. Yeah, also, I feel a little, like, attacked on behalf of my brother-in-law, who goes by Billy.
Oh. Yeah, so I guess, Riley, you're bringing this up because are you meeting a lot of these guys out?
Yes. Yeah, yes, exactly. Like, Teddy Bear, Teddy, like...
Teddy Bear?
Teddy Bear. It's like, how old are you, bro?
I like that, though.
Yeah.
So no Mikeys. Is there a certain age when... Well, what did you say?
20? She's over 21.
21 and up. Like, I think, like, you know... Yeah, you're still kind of, you know, talking to your mom a lot before 21. You know?
That's not a bad thing. I'm hoping my son's still talking to me at that age, Jakey.
Yeah, I mean, and like, your mom sort of sets your name, you know, growing up. And
right.
Then, like, now it's like, grow up, be a man, grow up. Billy, I'll give you Billy Joel, like, but like.
Okay, Billy Joel makes,
like,
Billy okay. All right.
I'll give you Billy, because I'm okay with Billy Joel, because it's like kind of an iconic name. But like, Teddy, okay. Ricky, I'm over it.
All right.
Okay.
Riley is rolling in. She chose violence this morning. So
a little bit. I feel as though just like, arm yourself for some of the barbs coming your way.
Like, Riley, is this a thing when you're out and you meet someone and you're like, hey, what's your name? And they're like, hey, my name is Ricky. You're like, okay.
And then you walk away?
Or is there a hotness factor where you'll be like, I'll change you.
So, you know what's great is, like, generally I'll start to say, oh, is that short for Richard? And then I just start calling him Rick or Richard.
So you just do it. You're like, all right, buddy, I will be the one who changes you. So
now I'll say this. I married a Michael, and most people want to initially call him Mike as soon as they meet him, find out his name is Michael, and his mom ingrained in him, your name is Michael.
That's
nails on a chalkboard if someone automatically tries to call him Mike.
Same
like, I'm not Mike,
Jeffrey.
I'm Michael.
Like, he's Jeffrey. He's Jeffrey. He's always been Jeffrey, but it's not, it, like, when they all call him Jeff or
that,
Jeffy.
That ends in a Y.
Jeffy. Yeah. Jeffy. All right.
Jeffrey is a proper name, though.
Oh, okay, gosh. So that Y is acceptable.
Listen, Riley, you are the reason why men can't figure women out. Like, you are the reason.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I am so glad that I'm married. All right. Riley, thank you.
Offense.
Again, okay. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for chatting, because
I'm sure you're not alone.
I love how unapologetic you are. And guys, within the sound of our voices, Riley has a statement for you.
You've been put on notice by Riley.
Yeah.
Whose Y is acceptable, yours is not.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you, Riley.
That's great.
All right, guys. Have a good morning.
All right, you too.
Okay, so Ashley says, I know a Ricky, and that's literally his name on the birth certificate, not Richard.
Well, change it.
And Michael says, after hearing that, I'm glad I'm gay.
Jeremy rolls in and says, I'm Jeremy. What the heck does that mean? What's going on? Well, you need to go by Germ. That's the rule now, apparently.
Germ.
Or Jerem.
Like, this was not going to end well. And look at, like, I'm thinking automatically in the golfing world, because my husband's a golfing fan. There's Scottie Scheffler.
Sure.
And Ricky Fowler.
I mean, maybe when you achieve a certain level of fame, it's accepted. Because
level of excess.
Because, hang on, is Riley still there? Hello, Riley? Riley, hello? Oh, no, she's gone. I was going to just say, if because she mentioned Billy Joel,
right.
Billy was acceptable. So maybe
because
once they reach
an iconic person.
Yeah, once they reach a certain level of fame, then the Y on the end of the name
allow it.
Is fine. Wow.
Or
wow.
Just the Y sound, because Scotty is IE.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's probably all right.
Oh, is that fine?
That's probably fine.
There seems to just be, like, it's not an overall all-encompassing rule.
Like, it seems
she's
like
going
there's
to allow some exceptions.
Yeah, yeah, I was
going
to say, it seems like there are holes in her theory there.
I feel like Riley's going to be mostly, largely on an island by herself.
Would love to hear your very random, kind of like Riley's, deal breaker. All right, do you got one? Is it a name that they can't change because they were given it? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your deal breaker. Thanks again, Riley, for allowing us to chat with you about your hot take. Yes. Talking those random deal breakers that you may have. Swifty Kim rolls in and says, hey, I'm happily married, but if I were dating, one thing that would be a deal breaker is if he doesn't like Taylor Swift. Sure.
Oh, okay.
We understand that.
All right.
We understand.
You can't have separate music tastes.
Nope. Stevie rolls in. I won't be friends with a girl named Ashley.
Why?
Because every Ashley I've ever met has always been an evil bee.
Oh, wow. Now all of the nice Ashleys are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey!
Wow. Lexi rolls in and says, a deal breaker for me, a little random deal breaker, when guys keep their nails long. Like, even if they're kept clean, just know.
Okay, yeah, we should probably trim those up a little bit.
Bethany says, if you have pictures of you posing with your car on your dating profile.
Red flag city.
All right. All right.
What if you're just a car guy, though?
Another person says, if they don't like animals. I get just not liking dogs or just cats or whatever, but people sometimes have good reasons. But if they straight up just don't like animals at all, that's
been that suspect.
Deal breaker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. All right. See, I just got to the point where my...
Kelly, here's the thing. Your standards lowered a lot because you took so long. So you had to start just really going internal.
As you advance through your life. And yes, you do take a few things off the list are a little nitpicky.
Yeah, maybe nitpicky. You're like, you know what? I can deal with long fingernails.
Right.
I can deal with a different... taste of music.
Right.
I can deal with guy that has facial hair or not. Like,
see,
doesn't
I
matter.
Never had like what I would consider shallow things on the list of deal breakers, though. Like, you have a heartbeat and you're a nice guy and you're relatively attractive. You're in the wheelhouse.
You are in the wheelhouse. That is funny. That is funny. Good stuff. Thank you.
Fun things.
Random. Oh, another, how they present themselves on social media.
Sure.
Likes, views being overly important. Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, if you're too obsessed with your social media life.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, here's one. If you don't like camping, not going to work.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, see, that would eliminate me. Never been a camper. Nope, nope.
Wow.
Nope. I need to sleep in a nice cushy mattress, air conditioning. That's why I need.
Here's
actual
one that's interesting. Got a message from Nikki who says, being too attractive.
You can't be too hot.
I won't even respond to a guy who is too handsome. I assume that you're a scammer or a blank boy. Is this shallow? Is this shallow? Yes. Do I feel bad for judging a book by its cover? Yes. Will I continue to do it? Yes.
Okay, then.
Nikki, you know what you like. All right, that's funny.
Okay, so just assume they got to be a playa. Well, Angela says, I can't handle gym bros.
Oh, gym bros.
Or anyone who just talks about the types of food they eat and macros.
Macros? What does that mean?
Like macro diet.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what
that
means.
It's like healthy stuff.
Oh, yeah. See, I was never into that.
Right.
All right. All right. Well, good stuff. Thank you for that. And again, Riley, thank you for your hot take on guys with names that end in Y.
Do you think that she's going to hear feedback and adjust her thinking?
Didn't
on that?
Sound
nope.
like she was very ready to make a deal.
She's especially got a thing against Ricky's. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're Ricky and you're rolling
Ricky's
into...
Ricky's at the top of her list of nopes.
Into Riley's DMs, she's like, nope.
Nope.
All right. Thank you.